I'm an introvert. I enjoy being by myself and I recharge with alone time. I don't like big crowds and I prefer hanging out with just one or two friends at the time. And I have no problems going live in front of hundreds of people, doing a presentation or showing up on social media. But that wasn't always the case and it's not the same for everybody. Introvert, extrovert, there are many nuances and we all experience things in our own way. If you identify as an introvert and you struggle showing up on social media, this episode is for you. I hope you'll find it inspiring and it'll help you show up on social media with more confidence and joy. Hey there, welcome to the Blissful Biz podcast. I'm your host, Susanne Reike, here to help yoga and wellness entrepreneurs build a thriving online business. If you're ready to make a bigger impact and earn money online, you are in the right place. Each week you learn about websites, digital products, social media strategies, and what's working now to build your online business. And now let's get started. Let's face it, the world is obsessed with social media. You might tell yourself you don't need social media. You might even hate it. You don't want to put yourself out there. As an introvert, I've been more than a little baffled by social media. Sure, on the one hand, it's nice that I don't have to spend as much time socializing with real people, which is exhausting for me. But on the other hand, it can seem we have to be always on, permanently connected to the rest of humanity and unable to switch off. For us introverts, downtime, having time for ourselves, is hugely important. It's how we recharge. But let's get one thing straight right away. Introverts are not necessarily shy. I don't hate talking to people. I just don't care a lot for small talk or gossiping. And the truth is, that's what you get on social media a lot. The good news is that social media may be like this for individuals, but it doesn't have to be like this when using it for your business. And yes, as a yoga teacher or healer or coach, you are a business owner. All those things you may hate about social media, the oversharing, the incessant noise, the shallow conversations, those things don't have to be a part of your marketing. As an introvert, you're most likely to prefer meaningful one-to-one conversations over small talk. And here's the thing, you can go deep on social media. You are allowed to share thoughtful advice about things you really care about. Nobody is saying you have to create cringy dance videos or share your life 24/7. You can still reap the benefits of using social media to grow your business. Sometimes introverts also worry about how many followers they have and how people react to what they share. When someone unfriends us or if no one likes a post, we introverts can take it personally. Even more terrifying is when someone responds negatively to our posts. It can feel safer to simply not post anything at all. The reality is, when no one likes or comments on a post, it's highly unlikely to be personal. It's far more probable that the algorithm didn't serve your post to many people in the first place. Just try posting something else next time and you'll soon get a feel for what your followers are most likely to engage with. Okay, so before I share some tips with you how you can thrive on social media as an introvert, I want to say this. Social media is fantastic. I really mean that. I love social media because I learn so much there. I get inspired, I get entertained, and I hope you get that too. People are creative, witty, passionate. They share their thoughts and knowledge. For me, social media, it's like an infinite treasure chest. We can gather information and news on nearly any subject at any time of the day. We can learn about other cultures. We can observe human behavior. Being on social media makes me feel engaged with people, even though I work alone every day. I can talk to other people, but not be face to face. I can be social on my own terms and in my own time. I can just listen and observe and feel like I'm part of the world. You might enjoy that too, that listening and observing, am I right? But stepping out there and contributing, that's a different story maybe? Still, using social media for your business and getting out of your comfort zone, really stepping out there, showing up, it's smart. It's a smart business strategy. It's a free tool, after all, that we are using, that we have to reach people, to share our message, and in the end, to help people. And that's what it's about. You started your business probably because you want to help people and maybe even make the world a better place. If you became a yoga teacher because you love practicing yoga and you don't have a higher purpose why you want to teach it, that's a different conversation we should be having. But when you listen to this podcast, I'm guessing that's not you. You have a purpose and you want to make this your career and grow a successful business. So you can do this without being on social media. It's possible, for example, by using paid ads instead. But social media can be a great tool to make it easier for you to reach new people and to build a connection and trust with them. And let's face it, we probably expect someone we want to work with to be on social media and for them to share things about their approach, their thoughts, what they do. If someone doesn't post or share anything, I probably would be a little bit reluctant and worry that they aren't really in business anymore or something like that. It's just the world we are living in. So I know social media will never be really easy for most of us introverts. Spontaneous sharing might not be natural or comfortable for you, but you can learn how to do it and perhaps enjoy it with some practice and a few simple steps to get you started. Okay, here's my first tip. Leverage your strengths. Yes, video is king right now, but that doesn't mean you have to do what everybody else is doing. To avoid burnout, find your preferred content form that you really enjoy. Are you great at writing? So you could write the most inspiring newsletters and captions that people can't wait to get every week. Or if you are a great talker, maybe start a podcast where you share your perspective and advice. So on social media, you can then repurpose your main content. So for example, if you published a podcast episode, you can have a reel with a soundbite, you can create an image with a quote, and you can create a video where you talk into the camera about one of the points you are making in the episode. And boom, you have three posts, and that's all you need in a week. My second tip is, if you really can't imagine ever being comfortable on video, start small. I promise I used to be so uncomfortable on video. I thought I was too old, too fat, not pretty enough, all those ridiculous things that are going through our heads that we keep telling ourselves. What helped me get over myself was starting small with Instagram stories. So I use filters. I know they are really terrible, especially for young girls. But for me, they just give me that confidence to go live even without makeup on. So I use a little filter, a natural looking one, and then I talk for a minute about something that's been going on in my life or an upcoming workshop, edit a subtitle and posted it. And I knew it was only going to stay online for 24 hours and after that disappear forever. So I didn't even take a second take mostly. I just went live, recorded it and posted it. If you've never went live or shared a video on Instagram, this is where I recommend you start. Go live in your stories once per day for 3 weeks, and I promise it will get easier and easier the more often you do it. Over time, you get used to seeing your face and hearing your voice. And the beautiful thing is, you get to know yourself better. I think it's an amazing opportunity we have here to fall in love with ourselves, to really learn self-acceptance. And I can honestly say that I like myself more now than I did a few years ago before I went on this entrepreneurial journey. Putting yourself out there, allowing yourself to be vulnerable, this is a journey of self-discovery. And it was a completely unexpected benefit of being an entrepreneur for me. I'm looking forward to grow older in front of the cameras, and one day I'm going to be this wise woman with white hair dishing out her wisdom and advice on whatever social media platform will be on then. Everybody's going to think I'm amazing and I'm going to have the best time ever. So that's what you can do. Just give it a try, get started small, and just start sharing some videos. My next tip is to plan ahead to stay consistent. As an introvert, it's especially important to allow time for rest and when you're just not feeling like showing up. We all have that. At the same time, consistency is key to seeing success on social media. When you post 3 or 5 times in a week and then nothing for 3 weeks, it's going to confuse your followers, and also the algorithm isn't going to favor your content moving forward. This is why I recommend that you keep an idea vault where you save all your ideas, inspiration, etc., and to plan out your content in advance. Many people say you should plan for a month ahead, but to be honest, I never really managed to do that consistently for social media. I plan my podcast calendar for 1 or 2 months in advance, but for social media, I try to do it weekly. Every Monday, I create the content for my post for that week. I write the captions and save them in my notes app. And then I also create any quote images in Canva and things like that. When it comes to reels, I probably should film them all in one batch as well. But to tell you the truth, I'm not there yet. At the moment, I film them just before I publish them. You can also use scheduling tools, of course, so content goes out even when you don't feel like posting anything. My next tip is don't give in to perfectionism. Introverts can spend a lot of time in their heads, which makes their inner critics even louder. If you find yourself asking, is this really good enough? Or will anyone actually care all the time? Then you're overthinking and giving in to perfectionism. Don't allow your fears to hold you back. If you want to take your business to the next level, leverage your introverted strengths and commit to it. This means putting things out that aren't perfect. I know it's not easy, but let me tell you, if I wanted everything perfect that I share, I never would have grown a 6-figure business. Just put it out there, press publish, and move on. Here's the best tip I have for you. 2 takes, that's all you get. When you film a reel or a video and you aren't happy with the first take, you get 1 more, and that's it, then you publish it. This will save you so much valuable time. And what's the worst thing that can happen? In a week, nobody's going to look at it anymore anyway if you post it on social media. And even if they do, so what? 2 takes max, press publish, and move on to the next task on your to-do list. And my final tip for today, listen to your energy levels. The more you grow your online presence, the more feedback you'll receive. Instead of responding to comments immediately, allot specific times for checking and responding to comments. It's also helpful to turn your notifications off so you're not constantly bombarded with updates throughout your day. You could also consider hiring a VA or social media manager to support you. Remember, you control how you use social media. Don't let it control you. Okay, so that's it. I hope you found this episode valuable. I don't have all the answers for you, but I do know that you can find a way to use social media as an introvert that doesn't exhaust you and is actually fun. Start putting your own social media playbook together. What feels right for you? What is going to give you more peace? And what will allow you to keep moving forward in the best way possible? So put yourself and your feelings and protect yourself first, and then go from there. If you'd like to work with me, join me inside the Blissful Biz Incubator, my 12-month premium coaching program for yoga teachers, healers, and other wellness entrepreneurs, where I help you build a profitable six-figure online business. Go to susannereiker.com/application to learn more. That's susannereiker.com/application. And hopefully we'll get to work together soon. So thanks so much for hanging out with me. And again, if you'd be so kind, please share this podcast with anyone that you think might need a little extra support on their entrepreneurial journey. All right, so I'll see you next week for more entrepreneurial goodness, and I can't wait. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Blissful Biz Podcast. If you like the show, please leave a review on iTunes. This would mean the world to me. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to never miss a new episode. To learn more about how to work with me one-on-one, my courses and membership, or to get instant access to freebies, workshops, and more, go to susannereiker.com right now. Thanks for tuning in, and see you next time.